Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 2nd. Hope all is well wherever you are as you're listening to this episode of the show. Yeah, we're going to be speaking very, very shortly about Liverpool reportedly making a bid for Fluminense midfielder Andre. We're going to have a little bit of talk about Romeo Lavia as well. But first, we're going to touch upon Liverpool 3, Bayern Munich 4, Liverpool end their Singapore trip with a friendly defeat to Bayern Munich. Just a quick couple of notes. Obviously, we'll have more reactions to the game as and when. I'll have Neil Jones in for Jero Insight. We'll probably touch on it a little bit more. But my initial thoughts in terms of positives for Liverpool in the first half, I thought Virgil van Dijk had an excellent first half. Obviously, gets a goal, defended pretty well overall. I was very impressed with Cody Gakpo. Obviously, scores Liverpool's opener. Very, very well taken goal. I thought Alexis McAllister had a very, very good first half. Obviously, he picked up a knock at the end of that half, which was a bit of concern, which we'll touch upon very, very shortly. But yeah, second half team, Harvey Elliott, I thought when he came off the bench, again, really good impact for Liverpool. I thought both defensively and in terms of attack as well. I enjoyed Mohamed Salah's performance. He played 75 minutes, I think, all told. Mohamed Salah had a decent enough game as well. Szoboszlai had a good game. So a few positives. In terms of negatives, listen, when you can see four goals, you're always going to have a little raise of an eyebrow. Two of those goals come in the last 15 minutes when Liverpool did bring on a lot of young players. I think there was a couple of questionable offside calls in some of those Bayern Munich goals as well. But Liverpool negatives, I don't think Liverpool defended well in transitions. I think that is definitely, you know, easy to counter-attack on, whether some of them led to goals, some of them didn't, but that is something that Liverpool definitely have to work on. Jürgen did reference after the game that, you know, the players are tired, they've done a lot of work, so I think it's worth having a little look at that one as well. Joel Matip started the game in Liverpool's, what you'd say, first half team, and I thought he struggled. I'll be honest, I thought he struggled. It wasn't ideal. I'm not quite sure he suits the role of the right centre-back when you have to go and cover for Trent Alexander-Arnold. I think he's just lacking a bit of physicality and pace. Serge Gnabry beat him far too easily for the goal. I think Matip's performance was a bit of a concern. And then obviously, I still think Alisson had a particularly great game in terms of, I think he should have saved potentially the first goal at his near post. I don't think he was brilliant for the third goal either, when he palms the ball right back into danger off a set play. The fourth goal's a worldie. I don't know if he's taken unaware by it, but again, he's probably expect better from himself as well. So a little bit of work for Alisson to do. And then, of course, the Alexis McAllister issue. Now, he took a knock, according to Jürgen Klopp speaking after the game. He said he's played down fears of a serious injury, and she said basically he took a little knock on his knee, but he should be fine. So that's good news. It wasn't ideal when you're seeing him laying down at half time just the whistle goes, holding his knee. I think a few people were a bit like, oh my days, but it looks like he should be fine, and we'll thankfully get ourselves into a position where we're not too worried about Alexis McAllister. Fingers crossed Jürgen eased our fears on that one, because it didn't look great at the time. But yeah, that is Liverpool's Singapore trip done. They've obviously got one more friendly next Monday night. It's at Preston, it's against Darmstadt, of course, a German side, but it is being held at Preston's Deepdale Stadium. Obviously, Liverpool's stadium not quite ready to host games yet with the development of the Anfield Road end, not quite completed. Liverpool have decided to play a friendly at Deepdale instead. So that's what is left on Liverpool's pre-season. Who will be in that team? Will Liverpool have any new signings by the time they play against Preston? Sorry, against Deep, against Darmstadt at Preston, rather, I should say. Well, first of all, Romeo Lavia. News yesterday, of course, was that Liverpool had a second transfer offer bid rejected for Lavia. James Pearce was amongst the many who reported this bid. Jerry says he wrote that Liverpool have had a second offer in the region of £41 million for Romeo Lavia rejected by Southampton. Liverpool bid £37 million last week. That was rejected. Liverpool went higher to 41. That's been rejected. The player wants to move. Personal terms will not be an issue if the clubs can agree a fee. Southampton are holding out for £50 million, and Liverpool seem reluctant to go that high. So that's where we are with the Lavia stuff. It obviously looks like he's definitely still a target. There's just work to be done on the fee. Can Liverpool get a fee that they're comfortable with? Are they willing to go to the £50 million? If they're not, do they have alternatives? Perhaps Andre's obviously one of the players who's been linked, but as it stands, two bids have gone in for Romeo Lavia. They've both been rejected. It's interesting really, because Liverpool tend not to do that. They tend to get all their ducks in a row, find an agreement and then make the bid. It looks like they're trying to do this a little bit more in public. I don't know whether that's to, I don't know, is it to put pressure on Southampton? I don't know. Is it to try and make Lavia kick off? It's interesting that we're getting reports of rejected bids. You really get that with Liverpool. They're usually a bit more secretive. The fact that this is all coming out again, some of this might be from the Southampton end, I don't know. But Liverpool have made two bids for Lavia. Both have been rejected. We'll find out if they make a third this week. I think one thing we can say from the friendly against Bayern, of course, is that Curtis Jones starts that game and plays the majority of it as the number six. Some positive moments with the ball, some iffy moments without the ball, which you can't expect. Regardless, if they get Lavia now, I don't know if he'll be ready to start that Chelsea game. Liverpool might just throw him in. He's certainly played Premier League footy before, but they definitely have got some work to do in their midfield in terms of signing a number six.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That moves me on to the report about Andre Fluminense midfielder. Liverpool have officially made contact with Fluminense over the possibility of signing midfielder Andre. That was from Melissa Reddy on at 3 p.m. on August 1st, so yesterday. A little bit more has come out since. ESPN Brazil have reported that Liverpool have signalled their intention with a bid worth around €25 million to sign Andre this summer. Liverpool have even shown that they could even be willing to go up to somewhere in another €30 million, including add-ons. However, Fluminense are playing hardball, and what they've told Liverpool, according to ESPN Brazil, is that they won't make a decision on the midfielder until they are out of the Copa Libertadores. Now, they play on Tuesday evening. They drew their first leg 1-1 against Argentinos Juniors. They've got a second leg game coming up on Tuesday. ESPN Brazil claim that if the Brazilian side go through, they simply will not sell Andre, but if they're knocked out, there's a good chance that he could be leaving. So yeah, if you're desperate for Liverpool to get Andre signed, we're all Argentinos Juniors fans this Tuesday as Fluminense play in the second leg of their Copa Libertadores round of 16 game. Now, the game is at home as well. They drew 1-1 yesterday at time recording. They got themselves a late goal, 87th minute equaliser to get the tie back to 1-1. Of course, they've got their fixture on Tuesday, late Tuesday night UK time. It's 11 p.m. Tuesday night UK time. If they get through, feels like they're not going to sell. If they don't get through, then maybe there's a chance that Liverpool can get a deal done. In terms of if it's one or the other or both of these players, there's been a bit. It's hard to know. Do they want Lavia and Andre? They are different type of players. As Melissa Reddy says, the club are clearly looking at two profiles: a controller or a progressive destroyer. That's what she wrote, which is two very interesting phrases. Now, like I say, whether that means that they're interested in signing both of them, it really is tough to tell. Now, Melissa Reddy, of course, Sky Sports journalist, she did reply to somebody on Twitter who asked her that question: is it one or the other, or is it both? And she the way she replied to it was that basically not quite sure. It's hard to know. Liverpool are definitely doing their work on at least a couple of players. Does it mean they want both? Does it mean Andre is the alternative if they can't get a move for Lavia? Potentially. But the fact that they're putting bids in for both of them maybe suggests that they could be interested in both of them. She wrote, so a guy called George Reed asked her opinion, is it one or the other? She wrote, it was part of my reporting yesterday that in an ideal situation, it would be a controller and a progressive destroyer plus a defender. It might be a case of holding on for one of the profiles if there's confidence that better can be found, but they are currently working on multiple solutions. So Melissa believes that Liverpool are looking for a DM and more of a, I don't know, put your foot on the ball kind of player, maybe a Thiago-esque type replacement, potentially, and then a defender. Now, that's a lot of work to get done. Now, obviously, the window's open till September, so these aren't all going to be in for that Chelsea game, but you would think that Liverpool should be really, really hopeful of getting at least one player in. I think they definitely should be trying to get a six in before the weekend. You want someone in and around the place. Even if they're not going to play against Chelsea, can you get them ready for the Bournemouth game the week later? Hopefully, that is where we are at. But yeah, time will tell. Load, this thing will be very, very fluid. By the time you're listening to this, there might have been even more updates, of course, and we'll continue to track them over on Red Men TV's YouTube channel. So if you just search for us on YouTube, that's where we go live pretty much as soon as we can, anytime anything breaks. Speaking of all the transfer stuff, Dan Clubb's done an excellent job yet again over on redmenplus.com. He spoke to Emmanuel Luiz, Brazilian reporter. He originally discussed Liverpool's interest in Andre a few weeks ago now, and he got the lowdown on how he might or might not become a Liverpool player. There's some of that is available for you on redmenplus.com, both in video and podcast forms as well. There's plenty more content over there. And finally, just to let you guys know, I'll be saying at the end of most of these podcasts, but if you want to get your hands on our limited edition book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, it's available right now on redmenmerch.com. It's amazing. It's got stats, stories, photos, artwork, everything highlighting the career of a wonderful Liverpool legend, Roberto Firmino. Limited stock available. It's a one-time run, basically, and it's been selling really, really quickly. So if you want to get one, you need to head to redmenmerch.com and get your orders in pretty sharpish, because I'm pretty certain they'll sell out at some point. So yeah, redmenplus.com and the YouTube channel for all your content, redmenmerch.com to get yourselves one of our amazing books. And we'll be back on Thursday with another edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. We'll see you all then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.